Hey, how's everything going, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is This is so unfair. Now let's listen to the conversation.
Hey, Daddy. You look great today. I like your tie. By the way, I was wondering, can I...
No.
I haven't even told you what it is yet.
Okay, what do you want?
Do you think I could borrow the car? I'm going to a concert tonight.
I don't think so. I need the car tonight to pick up your mother.
Ugh, I told you about it last week. Smelly Toes is playing, and Eric asked if I would go with him.
Who is this Eric guy?
Duh, he's like the hottest and most popular guy at school. Come on, Dad, please.
No can do, sorry.
Fine then.Would you mind giving me 100 bucks?
No way.
Ugh, that's so unfair.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. 这是一篇女儿向爸爸借车借钱的对话。Hey, Daddy, you look great today. Hey, 爸爸，今天你看起来好棒。You look great today. 你看起来很不错。
I like your tie.
我喜欢你的领带。
By the way, I was wondering, can I?
顺便说一下，我想知道我能。这里 by the way 表示顺便说一下，是用来承上启下。当你想要转到另一个话题的时候呢，我们可以用 by the way。前面女儿说，你今天看起来很棒，我喜欢你的领带。他呢都是为了转入到下一个话题，就是哎，我想我今天呢是否可以借一下你的车啊？所以呢，我们用 by the way 来做一个连接。By the way 既可以放在句首，也可以放在句中和句末，但是一定要注意 by the way 后面一定是接一个逗号来把句子隔开。好，我们看下面的几个例句。
By the way.I found the book you were looking for.
哦，顺便说一下，我找到了你一直在找的书。
It's so nice to meet you here, but I'm afraid I have to go now. Oh, by the way, do you know where the nearest restroom is?
能在这里看到你很开心，我恐怕要走了。哦，对了，你知道最近的卫生间在哪里吗？ By the way, 用来引出下一个话题。好，我们继续看对话。他说
I was just wondering.
我就是一直在想
Can I?
我可以 Wonder 表示想知道或者是想弄明白想弄清楚。
I was just wondering.
我就是在想
Can I?
话还没有说完，这是爸爸说 No, 不行。
I haven't even told you what it is yet.
我甚至还没有告诉你什么呢。
Told you,
告诉你。What it is, 是什么。这时爸爸说
Okay, what do you want?
好好，你想要什么。
What do you want?
你想要什么。这时女儿说
Do you think I could borrow the car?
你认为我可以借车吗？
Do you think,
你认为你觉得
I could borrow the car,
我能借车。
Borrow,
借。注意 borrow 是借入。还有一个单词呢和它是相反的啊，它是借出，叫 lend, L-E-N-D, lend。就是借出，一个是借入，一个是借出。那什么时候用借入，什么时候用借出呢？我们要看主语啊。如果主语是借东西的人，那我们用 borrow, borrow, 因为呢它是借入。如果主语是借出东西的人，我们用 lend, 因为 lend 表示借出。好，我们看下面的例句。我能借你的车吗？
Can I borrow your car?
好，因为这句话的主语呢是 I， 是我，我是借东西的人，所以呢我用 borrow。 Can I borrow your car？ 那这句话呢反过来说就是，你能把你的车借给我吗？那这句话我们该怎么表达呢？这个时候呢主语是你，你是借出东西的人，所以呢我们要用 lend。 所以这句话呢你还可以说 Can you lend me your car? Can you lend me your car? 这里涉及到一个短语叫 lend somebody something， 表示把某物借给某人。好，我们看下面的一个例句。 She borrowed $2,000 from her parents. 她向她父母借了$2,000。因为她是借东西的人，所以我们后面用的是 borrow， 表示借入。那相反，父母就是借出钱的人。如果父母做主语的话呢，我们这个时候要用 lend，因为 lend 表示借出。好，这句话呢我们再换一个表达，他向父母借了$2,000。那换句话说就是，他的父母借给了他$2,000。 Her parents lend her $2,000。 我们还用 lend somebody something 这个句型。好，那下面呢也有关于 lend 的例句，我们来看一下。 Can you lend me some money? 你能借给我一些钱吗？ Can you lend your car to me? 你能把你的车借给我吗？好，下面呢就是关于 borrow 和 lend 的区别，其实我们刚才呢一直在讲，我们来看一下。 Can I borrow your pen?我能借你的钢笔吗？你还可以说 Can I borrow a pen from you? 比如说 Here, I'll lend you my pen. 呢？我把我的钢笔借给你。 I'll lend you my pen 就等于 I'll lend my pen to you. 好，这里呢有一个短语叫 lend somebody something 以及 lend something to somebody。 好，我们继续看对话。 I'm going to a concert tonight. 今天晚上我打算去听演唱会。 Be going to 表示将要做某事，打算做某事。 I'm going to a concert. Concert音乐会、演唱会。I don't think so. 我认为不行。I don't think so. 我认为不行。I need the car tonight to pick up your mother. 今天晚上我要用车去接你妈妈。I need the car. 我需要车。需要车做什么事情呢？后面呢接一个 to。To 表示目的， To pick up your mother 用来接你妈妈。 Pick up 表示接送。 Pick up 这个短语呢有很多的意思、它可以表示捡起，这个是它最基本的意思，捡起什么东西。比如说 She picked up a wallet from the ground， 她从地上捡起了一个钱包。Pick up 还可以表示学会什么、学会一种语言， Pick up a language， 还可以表示接送，还可以表示染上什么疾病。 Could you do me a favor and pick up my son from school today? 今天你能帮我个忙去学校接我儿子吗？ Pick up my son， 接我儿子。 It's too difficult to pick up French.学会法语太难了。 I think I pick up a cold. 我想我感冒了。好，我们继续看对话。 I told you about it last week. 我上周就跟你说过了。 Told you about it. 告诉某人关于什么事情。这里的 it 就指代上面、他要借车的这件事情。
I told you about it last week. Smelly Toes is playing, and Eric asked if I would go with him. Smelly Toes
要表演 ,Eric 约我跟他一起。
Eric asked if I would go with him,
就是 Eric 问、是否我要跟他一起去。
Ask, 问 if 是否 I would go with him, go with somebody,
和某人一起去。就是爸爸说
Who's this Eric guy?
谁是 Eric?
He's like the hottest and most popular guy at school.
他是学校里最酷、最受欢迎的人。
Hottest,
这边 the hottest 表示最、最性感的、最酷的 the hottest.
And most popular,
most popular 表示最受欢迎的。
Come on, Dad, please.
拜托了，爸爸、求求你。这里 come on 不是表示加油，而是表示拜托了。
Come on, Dad.Please.
No can do, sorry. 不可能的，抱歉。
Fine then. Would you mind giving me 100 bucks?
啊，好吧。这里 fine then 表示那么好吧。Fine, 好吧。Then 表示那么。这个 then 它就是用来承上启下的。承接上文，因为爸爸说不行。他说那么好吧。
Fine then. Would you mind giving me 100 bucks?
那你能给我100美元吗?
Would you mind doing something?
表示你、介不介意做什么事情或是你能怎么怎么样吗?这是用来一种委婉的请求。比如说
Would you mind waiting outside for a moment?
你介意在外面等一会儿吗?
Would you mind keeping the seat for me?
你能帮我看着一下座位吗?
Would you mind sharing the table with me?
我可以和您共用一张桌子吗?注意 mind 后面都是接动词的 ing 形式。
Would you mind doing something?
表示你介意做什么什么事情吗?这时爸爸非常无情的回答No way, 不可能。No way 可以放在句子当中，也可以单独使用。像对话当中呢，就是单独使用的。他直接说了 No way。当然呢，你也可以放在一个短语当中。
There is no way,
什么什么，表示、绝对不可能的。
There is no way。
我们看例句来感受一下。
Wanna borrow some money from me?No way.
想向我借钱，没门。好，这句话呢，其实乍一看会觉得很奇怪。哎，主语在哪里呢？这句话的主语其实呢是什么？是 you， 是你。你想向我借钱吗？没门。但是这里呢，主语它省略掉了啊，省略掉了。完整的表达应该是
Do you want to borrow some money from me?
Do you 省略掉。
Wanna borrow some money from me? No way.
第二句
There's no way my daughter's going to marry a poor guy.
我女儿绝不能嫁给一个穷小子。那这里的
There's no way 什么什么什么，
这里的 no way 它是放在了句子当中。
There's no way my daughter's going to marry a poor guy.
好，下面
That's so unfair.
这不公平。
Unfair,
形容词不公平的。我们把前面的词缀 un 去掉变成了 fair。Fair, 它是 unfair 的反义词表示公平的。公平的。
That's so unfair.
你也可以说 That's not fair.
That's not fair
也是表示这不公平。好，我们看例句。
Life seems so unfair sometimes.
人生有时候似乎非常不公平。
Life seems so unfair sometimes.
像这里的 so, 你可以把它去掉。这个 so 呢，它就是用来加强语气的。你也可以直接说
Life seems unfair sometimes. 或是 This is unfair.
这不公平。
This is unfair. This is so unfair.
So 用来加强语气。好了，这就是我们今天的内容。最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
Hey, Daddy. You look great today. I like your tie. By the way, I was wondering, can I...
No.
I haven't even told you what it is yet.
Okay. What do you want?
Do you think I could borrow the car? I'm going to a concert tonight.
I don't think so. I need the car tonight to pick up your mother.
Ugh, I told you about it last week. Smelly Toes is playing, and Eric asked if I would go with him.
Who is this Eric guy?
Duh.He's like the hottest and most popular guy at school. Come on, Dad, please.
No can do. Sorry.
Fine, then. Would you mind giving me $100?
No way.
Ugh, that's so unfair.